ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、英回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、 リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Thank you for riding with Hyperbus today. This is the 9:55 p.m. rapid bus service bound for Niigata Bus Center. We will be stopping to take on passengers at Osaka, Kanazawa, and Toyama before arriving at Niigata Bus Center tomorrow morning at 10:35 a.m. Our journey time tonight will be approximately 12 hours and 30 minutes. We will be making 2 rest stops along the way, first at 1:50 a.m. at Kusatsu Service Area, and second at Fukui Parking Area at 4:15 a.m. To allow passengers to sleep, rest stops will not be announced, so please take care. I wish you a pleasant journey with us tonight.
Question 49. What time is the first rest stop? Listening 2.
Hey David, do you like camping in the summer?
I do, but I haven't been for many years. The wife and kids don't really like it, as they seem to get bitten by mosquitoes all the time. Why do you ask?
Well, I got a small present from one of my customers, a set of plastic plates and cups, which are really nice, but I am never going to use them. Not really sure what to do with them. I don't want to just throw them away or recycle them. That would be a huge waste.
I guess you don't have a receipt either to take them back?
Actually, I do, but they won't refund the money. I need to find a friend who could use them and pass them along.
If you haven't opened them, you can still exchange them for something else at the store. That might be more useful.
Yeah, I don't think I know anyone who really wants them. Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for the advice.
Question 50. What does the woman decide to do with the plastic plates and cups? Listening 3.
Oh no, it's started to rain. How will we get to the theater now?
It's only raining a little bit. We can still walk. It'll only take a few minutes anyway.
No, I don't want to sit through the play with wet feet. We could drive, I suppose.
The parking around the theater is really bad. How about taking the bus?
I think we just missed one. If we wait until the next one comes, we'll be too late. Anyway, we'd have to walk to the bus stop.
Good point. If we walk to the bus stop, we may as well walk to the theater. Do you think we have time to call a taxi?
Yes, let's do that. I'm ordering one now.
Hang on. The rain is stopping. We can walk after all.
I told you I'm not getting wet feet. Anyway, I've just ordered it.
Question 51. How will the man and woman go to the theater? listening for.
Happy New Year, Steve.
Thanks, and the same to you too. Hard to believe another year has come and gone so quickly. I've been thinking today about what new challenge I'd like to take on for this coming year. It's something I like to do to keep myself motivated and to keep trying new things.
Yes, I remember you saying that last year. Didn't you say you wanted to start studying French? How did that go?
Yes, that was fun. I finished my course last month. Maybe Chinese would be a good option for this year. Although, perhaps it would be better to do something different from studying languages. I've been thinking about getting a mountain bike and doing something more physical to stay in shape.
Those are all good ideas. I plan to improve my computer skills by taking that programming course you took 2 years ago. Perhaps I can get a better job once I'm done.
Yes, I can recommend that course. It was fantastic.
Great. Let's see how it goes.
Question 52. What did the man do last year? Listening 5.
Would you like to go to that new sushi restaurant? The one above the convenience store?
You mean Kuru, the sushi place that used to be opposite the station?
Yes, that's it. They moved.
Isn't it expensive?
No, not really. Their lunch menu is quite reasonable. We won't have to pay more than 800 yen.
Sure, let's give it a try. Maybe afterwards we can treat ourselves to some green tea ice cream at Machan's.
The cafe inside the department store, next to the bakery? Yes, that's a great idea. I hope we'll have enough room.
Question 53. Where is the sushi restaurant? Listening 6.
Richard, don't you think it's time you got a haircut? It's getting a bit long, and you have the school concert this Friday.
I know, Mom, but I just don't have time to go to the barber's this week.
What do you mean? Your rugby practice tomorrow was cancelled, so why can't you go then?
Well, I'm going to the bookshop to pick up the cycling magazine I ordered.
Look, we have about an hour before dinner. Why don't I drive you to the barber's now?
I don't know, Mom. Are you sure the barber is still open? I need to finish my poster for the school festival.
They're open until 6, and you'll have plenty of time after dinner for your poster. Let's go now.
Question 54. What will the boy do tomorrow?
パート B リスニング7から8では英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から D または A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が3つ、リスニング8には問題が5つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Hello, listeners. This is Sophie Kim. Welcome to the show Tea for Two, Me and You. Today, we're joined in our studios by Simon Hampshire, a very special artist. Other artists often rely on making sketches, videos, or on taking a set of photographs before drawing. Simon can actually draw an entire city in perfect detail from memory. During a short helicopter ride over a city lasting about 30 minutes, Simon just takes in the view and then, a short while later, back in his studio, he draws an exact copy of what he has seen. Simon, it's a real pleasure to meet you. Welcome to our show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sophie. Thank you for having me on your show.
So, Simon, could you tell us a little about yourself and when you started your career as an artist?
Well, I was born in London in 1974. When I went to school for the first time as a 5-year-old, the teachers realized that I enjoyed drawing. Things like animals and London buses. Then, when I was about 7, I became really interested in drawing famous London architecture. And by the age of 9, I actually won some awards for my art. and managed to sell some of it. My sister tells me, however, that I really started drawing when I was about 4 years old, rather than five. I do actually remember walking down a road with my mother at that age, and seeing a lot of cranes and power shovels around a very tall building. When I got home, I drew the exact whole scene as I remembered it. I think that was probably the first time I realized that I had a passion for drawing buildings.
Unbelievable, Simon. Oh, and I've seen your amazing drawing of Rome in Italy. Could you tell me a little about how you created this masterpiece?
Well, as usual, I had to hire a helicopter, and we flew over the central part of Rome a couple of times, as I really liked the very large church there, known as St. Peter's Cathedral. After landing, we went to the studio and I started to draw. First, I put the church in the middle. That was my favorite building. I just went ahead and drew the whole city in ink. It took me just 3 days.
How interesting! I read that you've also created similar types of drawings for London, Madrid, and New York. Do you have a favorite city to draw?
Rome is wonderful, but I really do love illustrating New York. I like that it feels so alive and full of energy, and that there is always something going on, no matter the time of day or night. That would be my choice. Of course, I'm fond of London, too. It's a pretty active place, especially with its busy traffic at rush hour. It also has a lot of nice old buildings, which give it a timeless quality. I prefer drawing modern architecture, and Tokyo, like New York, has a lot of it. It really has some wonderfully designed buildings, and I'm looking forward to my first trip there. Yes, for me, the city itself has to have a certain atmosphere. It has to have a sense of energy and a sense of being alive.
Well, we're going to have a short break for the latest weather report. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Listening 8.
Darling, have you chosen what souvenirs to buy yet? Our train will be here in half an hour, so you should decide soon.
Yeah, I know. I was going to get a box of chocolates for the office, but I think they might melt on the way home. There are some nice puddings here, too, but I was worried about the same problem. So I decided to get these tea bags instead.
Are there enough in there for everyone in the office? Look, these cookies look delicious. And there are 30 in the box.
And there are 3 different flavors. Okay, I'll get those instead. Can you put the tea bags back on the shelf for me?
Actually, I'll keep those for my sister. I was going to get her this book about the local castle, but I think the tea bags are better.
I thought that scarf over there was cute for your sister, actually.
True, but she has a lot of those already. I'm not going to get her another one. Now, who else do you need to buy something for?
Our neighbor Janet has been looking after the dog while we've been away. We should get something extra nice for her.
Yes, we should. How about those coffee beans? Look, they come in a special can. It's really pretty.
It is nice, but I'm not sure if she likes coffee. Put it in the basket for my boss, though. She drinks coffee every morning, and she'll like that. For Janet, let's get this local wine. We drank it at the hotel, remember? It's really good.
And quite expensive, too. Okay, good choice. Shall we buy 2 bottles? We can keep one for ourselves.
Sure. So, is that everyone?
Did you get anything for your mom? I'm going to take these nuts for mine. She doesn't have a sweet tooth, but she'll like these as a snack. How about these soba noodles for your mom?
My mom has an allergy, so those are no good. She loves dried mangoes, though. Should I get them in the glass jar or this plastic pack?
The glass jar might break. Get the other one.
Right. That's it, I think. We'd better go and pay. The train will be here soon, and it's quite a long way to the ticket gate. You bought the tickets already, didn't you?
No, I thought you did. Okay, don't worry. I'll go to the ticket office, and you pay for the souvenirs. I'll meet you in front of the ticket gate.
Hang on. We don't have enough cash. They don't take credit cards at the ticket office.
It's all right. There's an ATM on the way. Actually, though, there's a lot of stuff for you to carry. Why don't you go, and I'll pay for all these things.
Okay. Meet you at the gate soon. I'd better hurry.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して、印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、true を、正しくなければ B、false を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が5つ、リスニング10には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a news report about a new cafe. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. Listing 9. We'll now begin.
Welcome to Business News Extra. Today's special report comes from Kobe, where a recent university graduate decided to open a coffee shop with a unique business model. The leader of the project, Hiroshi Imamura, came up with the idea after visiting a coffee farm in Colombia, South America. During his travels, he established agreements with 5 Colombian farmers to supply him with coffee beans, and then started the shop in Japan with 2 Japanese university friends after he got back. The cafe only uses beans from these 5 farmers, guaranteeing an income for them and their workers. Named Step Up Coffee Club, the cafe also promotes local businesses and encourages customers to buy items produced in the region. Milk and cream for the cafe come from dairy farms in rural Hyogo, businesses that often lose out to competition from large dairy companies. The cafe also runs a monthly regional promotion, featuring items for sale from local farms. The latest promotion included jams from 12 different Hyogo farms. After opening the cafe in September, the business was featured on national TV. In the weeks that followed, the shop was overwhelmed with customers, with people coming from cities as far away as Sapporo and Miyazaki. Since opening last year, the company has signed agreements with 3 additional coffee farms, and Hiroshi is considering opening a second Step Up Coffee Club, this time in Osaka.
Listening 10. You will hear a man named Chris and a woman named Lucy discussing a recent news story about the sale of a famous diamond. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. Listening 10 will now begin.
Finally, on tonight's program, Lucy is here to tell us about a fascinating diamond that was up for sale this past week. I believe the diamond is called the Enigma Diamond. Is that right, Lucy?
Yes, and it is an extremely rare kind of diamond, popularly known as a black diamond, although actually it is really dark brown instead of black. It is the biggest cut diamond in the world, weighing about 111 grams. That's as much as an average banana. Because of its size and how rare it is, it cost a lot.
How much did it sell for?
It was expected to sell for about $8 million, but actually sold for $4.3 million at an auction the other night.
Who was the lucky person who could afford to buy it?
The buyer's name hasn't been announced, much like the previous owner's name. Many things about this diamond remain a mystery.
Yes, I heard that no one even knows where it originally came from. Is that right?
Black diamonds are extremely rare and have only ever been discovered in Brazil and the Central African Republic. However, the origin of this particular diamond remains unknown. Some scientists have suggested it might have come from outer space and crashed to Earth as part of a meteorite, as it contains a rare mineral not usually found here on Earth.
Well, it sure sounds like something I'd like to see. Is it available for public viewing?
Unfortunately, it was only on display here in Los Angeles and in Dubai last month before being sold in London. The new owner has not announced any plans to show it to the public.
That's a shame. Well, thanks for filling us in, Lucy. Hopefully some of our viewers out there got a chance to see it. This is the end of the listening test.